Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai will seek help for his cash-strapped government when he meets President Barack Obama at the White House today, but will be likely told that more reforms are needed first.
The meeting will underscore the quandary Obama faces, how to support Tsvangirai's efforts to rebuild Zimbabwe's shattered economy without bolstering President Robert Mugabe.
Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil Dennis Benton says that although Zimbabwe is receiving a substantial amount of humanitarian aid, there's no real investment in the country's infrastructure.
It's estimated that more than 90% of the population have no formal jobs. So the urgency of re-engaging with the West is quite clear. As far as this is concerned, though, the U.S. Senate has this week passed a resolution maintaining its approach towards Zimbabwe. In other words, they're saying that there can be no real infrastructural development in Zimbabwe until the rule of law is re-established. And unfortunately for Mr. Tsvangirai, he's been unable in his 3 months in office as Prime Minister to ensure that the Mugabe cronies obey the law. And this is a serious problem facing Zimbabwe as it moves forward in its unity government. Unless the Mugabe people can be persuaded to obey the rule of law, very little money will come in the form of investment.